Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Yud Aleph in Maseches Shabbos, the 73rd daf in Shas. We pick up three lines from the top. The Gemara is quoting to us many teachings of Rava. Vama Rava bar Mechasi, Amar Rav Chama bar Gurya, Amar Rav. Another teaching that Rava had said from Rav Chama in the name of Rav. Kol Yer Shegag Osel Gvam Yibes HaKnesses L'Slaif Charva. Any city that has a roof that is higher than the Beis HaKnesses, in the end, will be destroyed. As the Pasuk says in Ezra, Shenemar l'romem es Beis Elokeinu, we are supposed to raise up Beis Elokeinu, God's house, and that's referring to the height of the Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses is supposed to be the highest place. Ulahamid es Charvosav, Rashi learns that if we are appropriate in raising up the Beis HaKnesses, then the Pasuk is telling us that we will be able to stand up the destroyed parts of Yerushalayim. V'hani mili bibatim. And this prohibition applies only to houses. In other words, you can't have a house higher than the Beis HaKnesses. Aval b'kishkushki v'avarvari leslamba. But towers, Rashi explains, there isn't going to be an iser. If there's something that's made for adornment, so then in such a case it won't be problematic. Amar Ravashi, Ano Avdil Masal Mechasi Delo Charva. I made sure, says Ravashi, that Masal Mechasi would not be destroyed because the Beis Knesses was the highest living building. Asks the Gemara of Charva, ultimately Masal Mechasi was destroyed. Answers the Gemara, Meyasavon Lo Charva wasn't destroyed due to that Avera of Beis HaKnesses, but it was destroyed for another Avera. The Gemara continues, V'omar Rav Amar Mechasi, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Tachas Yishmoel V'lo Tachas Nochri. It's better to work, if one needs to serve a Gentile, a Yishmoeli, for oversimplification terms, let's call that an Arab, as opposed to a Nochri, that's an Edomite. Tachas Nochri V'lo Chaver. Better a Nachri, that's an Edomite, then Chaver are a type of people from the Persians. Chaver v'lo tachas Talmud Chacham. A Chaver is better than a Talmud Chacham. Rashi explains, because if one serves for Talmud Chacham and does not do it appropriately, then the punishment is great. Tachas Talmud Chacham, v'lo tachas Yasam v'almana. To work for a Yasam and Almana is even worse than a Talmud Chacham, because if they cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of how you serve them, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to their tefillas. Mark continues teaching another teaching from Rav. V'amar Rav Mechasi, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, kol choli v'lo chole me'ayim. A person, if they have to get sick, should prefer any type of sickness as opposed to the bowels. Kol ke'ev, v'lo ke'ev lev. All types of pain are better than the pain of the heart. Kol mechush, v'lo mechush rosh. Every ache, but not the headache. Kol ra, all bad, v'lo isha ra. Not a bad woman. That's a pasuk in Mishlei, where the pasuk describes motzi isha ra, mar mimaves, that a bad wife is. Another teaching, the Gemara continues from Rava. V'amar Rava bar Mechasi, Amar Rav Chama bar Gurya, Amar Rav. Im yu kol hayamim dio, if all the seas would be made of ink, v'agamim kul masim, and all of the swamps, pens, v'shamayim yurios, and all the heavens, the parchment, v'kol bnei adam lavlorim, and all people in the world would be sofrim, ema speaking lichtov chalala shel rushus. We would not be able to still write with all of that, literally, the vacuum of the power. Rashi explains that means the vacuum that refers to the depths of a heart of the rushus is reshet, and that means the government. And all of that, the government has to take into account how much to tax people, how much that tax money should be used for military, etc., etc., writes Rashi that couldn't be described in all the writing of the world. Ma'ikra, what is the pasuk? Amar of Sharshia, Shamayim larum, ula aretz laomek, v'leiv melachim ein cheker. The important part is the end part of the pasuk in Mishlei, leiv melachim ein cheker. There's no end to the analysis of the workings of the king. V'amar Rav Bar Mechasa, Amar Rav Chava Bar Guya, Amar Rav. Amar Rav Chasa, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guya, Amar Rav. Yofi Tainis L'chaloim Ke'esh L'Nehuras. A Tainis does to a bad dream like fire does to flax. Rav Chisda added that's even more effective on the same day. Amar Rav Chisda Uboi Bayoim. It's best if it's done on that day. Amar Rav Yosef Afilu B'Shabbos. And Rabbi Yosef says that a fast could also be done even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua Breder of Idi Ikla Leve Ravashi. Rabbi Yeshua Breder of Idi went to visit the yeshiva of Ravashi. They honored Rabbi Yeshua by giving him the best type of meat. Avale Igla Tlisa. They gave him a calf that was the third one. That means, Rashi explains, the third one from the mother that they... That is the strongest and best calf that comes out of the mother. Amar le lito mar midi. They said to him, taste something. Amar lehu, Rabbi Yeshua said to him, betanisa yisivna, I am sitting in a tainis. Amar le lo sever le mar, do you, Rabbi Yeshua, not hold? Mehadar lehadar of Yehuda marav. Excuse me, most have the gear, so lehadar of Yehuda. De amar of Yehuda, that which Rabbi Yehuda had said, love adam tanisa upareya. A person is allowed to borrow his tainis and pay back. What does that mean? You could postpone a tainis and pay it back later. Amalei, he says, maybe that's true, but I'm not doing a tainis chalom. Tainis chalom hu. V'amar rav mechasi, amar rav chama, amar raguri, amar rav. Yaf et tainis chalom keishun uras, v'amar rav chizda, uboi bayoyim. It's most effective on that day. V'amar rav yosef hafilu b'shavah. So we see that this halacha of Rava was part of the Hanhaga of Rabbi Yeshua when he went to visit Rabbi Ashi. This concludes the statements from Rava, and now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah and asks a very astute kasha. We had in our Mishnah on Yud Amabez, Tes Amabez, in our Mishnah we had the statement, Ein Mafsikin, if they've begun, we're not Mafsik. And then the Mishnah says, but mafsikin lekros kriyishma, we would interrupt for kriyishma ve'ei mafsikin letfilah. The Gemara points out that the Mishnah seems to be repetitious. We already learned v'mischilu, and we're talking about tefillah, ei mafsikin. Why does the Mishnah say ve'ei mafsikin letfilah again? Once we know v'mischilu ei mafsikin, then we would know ei mafsikin letfilah. Let's see that question inside the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Hatani le Reisha, Ein Mafsikin. Did we already learn Ein Mafsikin? So why do we have to say again, Vimischilu Ein Mafsikin? Answers the Gemara, Seifa Asan le Divrei Teira. The Seifa is talking about someone who sat down to learn, that if he sat down to learn, he doesn't stop learning to daven. Visanya, Chaverim Shayoiskin Beteira, Mafsikin le Kriyashma, Ve Mafsikin le Tfila. That if people sit down to learn, so then they would only be mafsik for kriyashma and not for tefillah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo yishanu el kegoyin Rashbi v'chaverav. This rule that you're not mafsik for tefillah only applies to someone like Rashbi and his friends. Shetorah son umnusan. That their profession was Torah. Aval kegoyin anu. But for us, mafsikin l'kriyashma ula tefillah. We would interrupt for both kriyashma and for tefillah. It's interesting to note that the Yerushalmi in Brachos Ches Amud Aleph, we made reference to this in the Halacha section, Daf Yud, has a similar statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Although over there, Rabbi Yochanan is explained that one should be mafsik, Talmud Torah for Tefillah. Over there, the Gemara says it's because Rabbi Yochanan's Lashitasa with Brachos Chaf Aleph, where he holds Levai Sheyispala Adam Kol Yom Kulo, that really a person should be davening all day. It would seem from here, from our Gemara, L'chura one could ask that Rabbi Yochanan gives a different reason, that it's not Torasso Umnasa. So one must answer and say the following pshat within Rabbi Yochanan, and that is that Rabbi Yochanan was saying Levai Sheyispala Adam Kol Yom Kulo only in regards to someone who's not Torasso Umnasan.
listen to the halacha section on Daf Yud for an elaboration on the shita of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, and how this plays out even la halacha in terms of the relationship between Torah and Tefillah. Back into the Gemara. The Gemara asks, "Vatanya, but didn't we learn in a brayza, 'Kshem shemafsikin letefillah, kach emafsikin lekriyashma'?' That just like one is not supposed to interrupt for tefillah, you're also not supposed to interrupt for kriyashma. Why did we learn that it's universal in our Mishnah that you would interrupt for kriyashma?" Answers the Gemara: "Kitana hi biberashana. There we're talking about dayanim that are deciding whether to make an ibur yar, that means an extra adar." And for that, they're not mafsik. When we made an Ibur Shana, we would not be mafsik for neither for Kriyashma nor for Tefillah. The Mishnah continues 7 lines from the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Lo yetzei chayit b'machto samich l'chashecha. The previous Mishnah on Tesam Abayz had discussed mincha time for every day during the week. The Meiri says that the reason why that Mishnah appears in Maseches Shabbos is really to set up this Mishnah, and that is to discuss what are the halachos of Erev Shabbos mincha time. And that's why our Mishnah teaches us that a tailor is not supposed to go out with his needle samich lechashecha, close to dark, shemach yishkach v'yetze, lest he forget and he go and he carry it on Shabbos itself. Rashi adds, when it's already dark. Similarly, the Mishnah says, "V'lo halav lor v'kul maso," and also a sofer should not go out with his quill. The Mishnah continues, "V'lo yipala es kelov," he's not supposed to clean his clothing for lice. The Gemara will discuss in Yud Beis Amud Aleph what exactly is the reason for the prohibition. Ultimately, the Gemara is going to say that we're afraid that he's going to tilt a candle. And that's consistent with the next part of the Mishnah. V'lo l'kare l'oraner. He should not read by the light of a candle. The Mishnah continues, Be'emes amru, in truth, hachazen roa hicha tinok is koren, that the chazen can show and look where the children are learning. Avul hu lo yikare, but he cannot read. And similarly, just like we're afraid about sitting next to a candle and then tilting it on Shabbos, so too we're afraid in regards to a zav, that someone who has an abnormal flow in his tummy, eating with a zava, who's also tmeya. Certainly Rashi says a zava with a tahar, or a zav with a tahora, mipnei hergel avera, that they might come lidei hergel avera, and that's why they're not supposed to eat with each other. It is quoted in the name of the Rav in Trumas that the Rav explains that when the Mishnah uses the expression be'emes amru, it is to substantiate that this is given as an absolute truth, even though it's a rabbinic enactment, to the point that it was taken as a given, as if it was halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, and that's why our Mishnah says, Be'emes amru hachazen roa heichen tinokos, because we had an isser above, but you should know that this is a given, and it's been accepted that a chazen is allowed to show the children, even though others are not allowed to read by a candle. It is an interesting halacha topic in regards to what about reading by a candle today. Are we also afraid that a person might tilt the candle? Either way, let's begin our Gemara. Tanan Hasan, we learned over there in Erev and on the Chaf Amud Aleph in the Mishnah, Lom Yamod Adam Birshus Hayachid V'Yishter Birshus Harabim. Person is not allowed to stand in a Birshus Hayachid and drink from a Birshus Harabim. Birshus Harabim V'Yishter Birshus Hayachid. Standing in a Birshus Harabim and drinking from a Birshus Hayachid. Rashi explains that there is no real Isser of Hotza and Achnasa. If you bend over your head when you're standing with Rosh Hashayachid and drinking from Rosh Hashanah, there's no Isser per se. However, according to Rashi, the Gzeira is that we're afraid that a person will end up picking up a Kli and bringing it to himself in the other Roshus. Hence, it's a Gzeira. Tosas asks a question that might run through some of our minds in Dibar Maskelo. About 6 lines into Tosas, he asks, but at the end of the day, if he's drinking and his body is in the Rishus HaYachid, and he starts drinking in the Rishus HaRabim, in the end, he did the Akira from Rishus HaRabim, and it rests in his belly, which is in the Rishus HaYachid. So maybe you should have a Chiyuv Chatas. Tosfos answers that the swallowing is considered the resting point, even before the belly, and there that takes place all, if he was standing in Rishus HaYachid and drinking from Rishus HaRabim, takes place all in the Rishus HaRabim. Gemara continues on the last line. Avlim hichnas roisha v'ruba l'makom shu shaisa. But if he puts his head and the majority of the body where in the area that he's drinking, so for example, the person started out in Rishus HaYachid, noticed water in the Rishus HaRabim he wanted to drink from. So instead of maintaining the majority of his body in Rishus HaYachid, he goes into Rishus HaRabim. Even if some of his body is still in the Rishus HaYachid, it's going to be okay. V'chein begas, and the same in an olive press. The Gemara does not explain what it means, the same in an olive press. Rashi tells us, don't worry now, we'll get to it later on. So let's follow Rashi's advice. Two words in on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Iboilu. We ask the following shayla. Karmelis mai, what would the halacha be in regards to a karmelis? Let's say a person is standing in a karmelis and the water is in a Rishus HaYachid. Do we say as well that there's a gzeira midrabanan that you can't stand in the karmelis and drink from Rishus HaYachid? Amar Abaye, he. Abaye says the halacha would be the same. Rava disagrees. Rava Amar, he gufa gzeira. That in itself, standing in Rishus HaYachid and drinking from Rishus HaRabim was a gzeira. Vanan nekum v'nigzar gzeira l'gzeira. And we're going to go and make one gzeira around another gzeira. Abaye explains why he thinks they would even make a gzeira l'gzeira. Amar Abaye minoa minala. How do I know that even if it will be a karmelis, it will be us? Or diktani, as we learned, v'chein begas. Also in a olive press. Ask, analyze the Gemara. My gas, what exactly is the status of an olive press? Irushus Hayachid, if it's a Rishus Hayachid Tanina, then we already discussed the halacha that it's usher to do in from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Ram. So what would the Mishnah be adding in Erevin when it says V'chein Begas if we already learned from Lo Yamod? So it can't be that. Irushus HaRabim, Tanina. We also learn from Irushus HaRabim into Irushus HaYachid. So it can't be that. El Olav Karmelis. It must be that what we're talking about is a Karmelis. We're talking about a Karmelis, so then we infer the position of Abaye, of Hihi, that even from a Karmelis to Irushus HaYachid was also included in the Gzeira. Rava Amar V'chein Begas L'in Yemaisa. Rava says, no, you totally misunderstood the Mishnah in Erevin. When it says V'chein Begas, it's not talking about the halachos of a karmelis to Rishus HaYachid, but rather is talking about the halachos of Maisris. Explains Rashi. The Gemara explains what does it mean that the same applies in regards to Maiser by quoting a Mishnah in Maisris in Perek Dal Mishnah Dalet. Disnan Shoysen al Hagas. Now here, the gas earlier we had mentioned could mean earlier we had said means an olive press. Here, actually, we're talking about a wine press. So when the Gemara said v'chein begas, it means a wine press. Someone is allowed to drink on the wine press bein al chamin, bein al tzonin upater, and will not be chayiv in Meiser. We know that when it comes to Meiser, the Chiyuv, the Mishnah in Meisros describes for us, is by Gmar Melachta, when the fruits have been completed. For example, the Mishnah in Meiser describes that a worker in the field is allowed to eat from the fruits, and he does not have to take off Trumas and Meisros. What about in regards to wine that's being made in a gas, in a wine press? So here, the halacha is twofold. Number one is that anytime the process of the wine is complete, if it's nigmar melachto, then it is chayiv. What happens if the processing of the wine is not complete? There is another way that there be a chiyuv of Trumas and Meisros. And that is Rashi di Ramaschul Inyan Hamoser Linyi Meiser, explains that takes place when a person takes out the wine and doesn't intend to return to the gas, the press, any of the leftover parts. When you're processing food, you wouldn't waste anything. If you're already a consumer, sometimes a consumer wastes it. Says the Mishnah, Shoysin alagas bein alcham and bein alasan potter. According to Rebbe Meir, the halacha is that whether it's hot or whether it's cold, whether you're adding hot water or cold water, Rebbe Meir says, we only take into account the first halacha, it wasn't nigmar melachto, because it's inside the gas. Rebbe Elazar ben Tzaddok mechayev. Rebbe Elazar ben Tzaddok is of the opinion, as we mentioned, that there are two components. And for that reason, even if it's not nigmar melachto, but if you would not return the moser, Rebbe Elazar ben Tzaddok mechayev, Rebbe Elazar ben Tzaddok holds your chayev, because he holds that simply doing the meziga is considered the kvias of the ochel, and it's going to be chayiv in meiser. The chachamim are the ones who introduced the second category that we had mentioned when starting the Mishnah. And that is that not only is kvius enough to create the chiyuv, and here they agree with Rebbe Meir that there isn't a chiyuv of kvius yet when you're shosa alagas. They disagree with Rebbe Elazar ben Tzaddok. But at the same time, if it's processed, even if it's alagas, and even if it's not kvius, but it's processed in a way that you're not going to return the meiser, take a look at Rashi, Dimar Maskul Bechamin, Shemazgu Bechamin Shulvein Eroi Lahatsur HaMeiser, you're not going to return the meiser, Shalai Yachmet Tesayayin Machmas HaChamin. So then in such a case, even though in the normal processing it's not complete, the meziga makes it complete because Ein Eroi Lahatsur HaMeiser. Period. So the Gemara now has introduced that the same applies when it comes to meiser, that if you're drinking from one part of a karmelis, in other words, you're not drinking in the normal manner, and you're standing outside of the gas, nevertheless, we're afraid that you're going to take the foods out of the gas, and we had mentioned that once the fruits are taken out of the gas, so then in such a case, there's kvius meiser. So midrabbanan, they made a gzera that you're not allowed to stand on the outside to do that. Says the Gemara, we continue to analyze the Mishnah. We learned in our Mishnah, lo yetze achayet b'machtoi samuch l'chashecha, that a tailor is not allowed to go out with his needle when it's close to dark. Shema yishkach v'yetze. We're afraid that he's going to forget and he's going to end up carrying his needle. Analyzes the Gemara. My lav d'tchuva loy b'bigdai. Aren't we talking about that the needle is pinned in to his clothing? Rashi explains that the Gemara has an agenda over here. The previous Gemara had told us that we had a discussion between Abaye and Rava whether we make a gzera l'gzera. Now, carrying something out in one's clothing, l'chura, and this is going to be the analysis of our sugya, is considered a shinoi, is not the normal way of carrying. Normally when a person carries something, he carries it with his hand. If this form of carrying into Rosh Hashanah is only a derabbanan, and still nevertheless a tailor is not allowed to walk out with a needle inside of his garment, that seems to indicate to us that we make a gzera l'gzera. We had a discussion, two lines from the top and Yud Aleph on the base, whether we make a gzera l'gzera. From our Mishnah itself, it seems that we make gzera l'gzera. Says the Gemara, look, no. Dinaka lebi yadeh. He's holding the pin in his hand, the needle in his hand. Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. My lav be'erev Shabbos. Didn't we learn, though, black on white, that a chayot is not supposed to go out with a needle that is pinned into his beged? So again, we see that we make a gzera l'gzera. Says Gemara Loi, ki tanya hi b'Shabbos. That was talking about Shabbos itself, that you're not allowed to take a needle out with an iser derabbanan. Asks the Gemara of Tanya, but didn't we learn in a brisa, didn't we learn that the Yisr applies on Erev Shabbos before the coming in of the dark? which sounds like, again, it's Erev Shabbos, which sounds like, again, it's Gzeira, L'Gzeira. Answers the Gemara, Hamani Rev Yehudi. It's following the opinion of Rev Yehuda, the Omar Uman Derech Umnaso Chayiv. No. We're not talking about an Iser Derabbanan when it's carried out in his garment. Because there is one person, when he carries something out in his garment, pinned into his garment, that's the Derech to carry it that way. For you and I, it might not be the Derech, but for a tailor, that's derech umnasa. That's the normal way for a tailor to carry out. The sanya, as we learned in a brisa, lo yetsa achayim b'machna tchuva lo b'bigdo, v'lo nagar b'kisim shabazna. A tailor is not allowed to carry out a needle in his beged. A carpenter is not allowed to carry out some wood inside behind his ear. Similar to the way some workmen today put pencils behind their ear, in those days, a carpenter always carried along a little bit of wood with him. Velo sorek, someone who would clean out wool with string, that Rashi says that was used for the thorns, as well as to string out the wool when straightening out the hair. Rashi also explains, in regards to the previous case of the carpenter, that it wasn't just a regular piece of wood. Kisem is sometimes used as an expression of a small piece of wood. Rashi explains that it was actually used as a measuring stick for the carpenter. Again, these are unique, that these artisans would carry them in these particular ways. The sorek would carry the string, sheba ozno, around his ear, velo gardi, as well as a weaver, bi'ira shemunach ba'ozno, with wool that he put into his ear. Rashi explains that the shuttle that a weaver would use was stuffed up with wool, and that was put, that he would carry that always with him, so he'd be ready to weave. And also a painter would carry a different examples of colors painted onto wool around his neck. And also a money changer would be over the Isur Daraisa if he would carry a dinar in his ear. And that would also be the derech. Vim yatsa patra avalaser de Remeir. Remeir says that even if they do go out, then it'll be an iser de rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda aimer uman derech umnasei chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says that if an uman does it in the way his artisan normally does it, then it's actually chayiv. Ushar kol adam patur, and everybody else it would be patur. So Gemara has effectively shown that we will make a gzeira Erev Shabbos about going out with a needle in your clothing when you are a tailor, because there we're protecting a din d'oraisa. We would not, in general, make a gzeira l'gzeira. What we've also learned is that there is an issur d'oraisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for a tailor going out with utensils in his clothing, as well as other professions that have their clothing, that have their tools of the trade on other parts of their body, as we explained earlier. The Gemara now wants to suggest that this machlokis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, we that presented that you're going to be chayiv in such a case was going according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir holds that there is an issur derabbanan. The Gemara says it could be that a machlokis tanoim in two different brises are expressing the machlokis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Tani chada lo yotza hazav bikisa. A zav is a male that has an abnormal flow. A balkeri is zera, and that's a normal flow. A zav is an abnormal flow. When a person has an abnormal flow, they would use a pouch to catch the liquid that was coming out of the body. Lo yetzi hazav bikisa v'im yotza poter avalaser. He's not supposed to put it on, and if he did, then it's nisa d'rabbanan. Tani chada, but we learned in another place, v'tani idach, lo yatsa, v'im yatsa chayiv chatas, stira. Another place said that there's a chiyuv chatas. Amar Rav Yosef loy kash. Rav Yosef answered, there's no contradiction. Ha Rabbi Meir, ha Rabbi Yehuda. That's dependent on the machlokis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Just like an artisan is chayiv, so too a zav, it's the normal way for a zav to wear it. On the other hand, Rabbi Meir says the only time you're going to be chayiv min haTorah is if it's in your hand. The zav is not carrying in his hand, just like the artisan is not carrying in his hand. That's Rav Yosef's application of the Machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda as a way of reconciling two different brises. Amale Abaye, Rav Yosef's contemporary, the great Abaye, responds, Eimar de Shamas le Rabbi Meir b'midi delav haini urche. When did Rabbi Meir say that if you're not holding it in your hand, you're going to be potur? That's if most of the world doesn't carry it that way. Most of the world carries the needle in their hand. However, b'midi dehaini urche, in a way that it is the normal way to carry that pouch. The pouch of a zav is not normally carried in the hand. Rather, it's taken, put in the garments to protect from the flow. Mi shamisle, would in such a case also, Rabbi Meir say, it's only going to be an issur d'rabbana? De'ilo te ma'achi, because if you're not going to follow my argument, that even Rabbi Meir says that when it's on the garments, if that's the normal way for everybody to carry it out, then it's going to be an issur d'oraisa. If you're not going to say that, then how are you going to explain the following phenomena? Ela me'ata hedyet shechoka kav bibikas b'shabes l'remer hachinami d'loy mechayif. If an individual who is not an artisan goes out and cuts a certain measure of wood in a manner that an average person would, and not the manner of an artisan, are you going to say that according to Rabbi Meir, he's not going to be chayiv? Of course, he's going to be chayiv. If he cuts the way an average person cuts, then he's chayiv. So too over here, Rabbi Meir is not going to say that the only way that you're going to be chayiv is if you carry out with your hand. If he does it the way normal people do, and that is he carries out the kiss of a zav the way an average person would carry it out, so of course he'd be chayiv. That means that the braisa that says that a zav that goes out with his kiss is only over nisa d'rabbanan is following neither Rabbi Meir nor Rabbi Yehuda. Both of them, one could argue, would say is over nisa d'oraisa. So who is the Tana of the Braisa that says that's only Nisur D'Rabbonon? Elam Rav Hamnuna Leikasha. Kam Bizov Baal Shtei Riyos, Kam Bizov Baal Sholosh Riyos. It depends on whether it's a Zav who had two Riyos of Tumah or three Riyos of Tumah. Elam Rav Hamnuna, Rav Hamnuna gives a different pshat. Leikasha. Kam Bizov Baal Shtei Riyos, Baal Shtei Riyos, Kam Bizav Baal Shalosh Riyos. We need a little bit of an introduction for the halachos of Zav to understand Rav Hamnuna's teretz. A person who sees an abnormal flow of Zav, a male, if he sees it for 3 days, at the end of its process of Tahara, he brings a carbon. If he only sees 2 or less days, so then there isn't a Chiyuv carbon. Says Rav Hamnuna the following teretz. Kan bizav bal shtei riyos. If he is a zav who's a bal shtei riyos, then he needs to check to see if there's going to be a third day of zav. If there's going to be a third day of zav, then he's going to bring a carbon. So he needs the kiss to see if he has zav on that day. Kan bizav bal shalosh riyos. He already saw for 3 days. If he already saw for 3 days, so then in such a case, he already knows he needs a carbon, and then the kiss is not as necessary. Asks the Gemara, Maishna zav bal shtei riyos dechayiv dimiboy lelebdika. You're assuming that if there's 2 riyos, you need to check, and therefore you're going to be chayiv because, if you will, it's a carrying that we would qualify as choshuv. No, for a bal gimel riyos, the same would apply as well. Zav bal gimel nami miboy le. Lisfira. The Rashi explains that we know the Torah says that a Zav, after he has 3 riyos, needs to count 7 clean days. If he needs to count 7 clean days, he needs to make sure that there's no Zav. And he needs the pouch to be sure that there hasn't been a Riyah. So there as well, he's going to need the pouch. Answers the Gemara, loy nitzrecha. No, we need it. We're talking about a case that he already knows he had a third day of Zav. And now that day cannot count as one of the clean days. And since it cannot count as one of the clean days, so then in such a case, carrying the kis is not something that is absolutely necessary, and since it's not absolutely necessary, then it will only be an Isur Derabbanan. Asks the Gemara, Vahmi boile kidesh lo yitanfu kelav. But he does need the pouch, even if he doesn't need it for the Re'iyah. At the end of the day, the halachic Re'iyah, at the end of the day, he needs it to catch the Zav so that his clothing doesn't get dirty. And if he needs it again, so then that should be included in the prohibition of Hotzah Midoraisa. Amar Bzeira Haitanahu da Amar called it Sule Tinuf Loka Choshev. Our Tana is following the position that anything that saves and protects from dirt is not considered significant. This not, and we find this opinion in the Mishnah in Machshirin. Hakoife Ka'ara ala Koisel. Someone who turns over a pot against a wall that has rain water that is running down. Says the Mishnah in Meseches Machshirin. If we consider this water as machshir, the kli, making it susceptible for tuma, we know that the Torah Kedosha tells us that in order for an object to be tameh, it has to be hukshar lekabel tuma. That's Meseches Machshirim in Taharos, and that is a liquid come on it to allow the kli to become susceptible for tuma. Point number two. The Torah Kedosha tells us in Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Lamed Ches, V'chiyutan mayim al zera, when a person intends to put water on, in this case, it's a food item, but the same would apply in regards to a kli as well, then the food item is mekabel tuma. Similarly, says the Mishnah Machshirim, if a person had put the utensil against the wall to accept the water in order to clean it. In b'shvil shetudach hakara, in order to clean the utensil, hareze b'chiyutan. In b'shvil shelo yilak ha'kosel, but if it's in order for the wall not to get damaged, eino b'chiyutan. It doesn't qualify as b'chiyutan. So we see that it has to be taken with an intention to do something positive with it, and not just simply to prevent damage. Similarly, carrying out something that was there only to prevent damage would not be considered a valid hotzah. Says the Gemara, "Mi dami, you cannot compare. Hasam lo kaboy lelahani mishkin mashkin klal. Over there, you didn't need the moisture at all. You didn't want the moisture there. Hacha boy lelahai kis the kabule beziva. The utensil is not even interested in receiving the water, it's turned over. Of course, when we say interested, we mean the mind of the Bailam, by using the Kelim. He's not interested in receiving the water at all. And for that reason, then it's not Hochshar. However, here, when it comes to the Kis, he wants it to be Mekabel, the moisture, so his clothing don't get damaged. Halo Damya El Seifa. It's more comparable to another case. Areva Sheyora Delef Lesocha Mayim Hanitzvin Vanitzvin Einon Bechiyutan. A bowl was put down to catch a leak, not turned over to protect the wall, but to actually catch the water of the leak. So then the water that jumps out, that's what means Sheyora Dolaf Lesocha Mayim. Then the water that jumps out from that pot, when a pot gets pretty full and water falls in, then some water sometimes pops out. Hanitzvin vanitzvin ena bechiyutan. The water that lands somewhere else cannot be machshir something mekabel tuma. V'shebesocha hareze bechiyutan. But what you wanted, the receptacle to catch there, that's a machshava. It's considered choshuv, and it's considered chiyutan. That would mean that anytime you're machshiv the kli, it has a chashivus vis-a-vis chiyutan because you want it to accept the water. Similarly, the pouch, the intention was to have it receive the ziva, and for that reason, then one should be chayiv. Hence, we're still stuck. What is, and this is how we conclude the pshat of today's daf, what is the source for the man d'amar who says that walking out with a pouch is not an issur d'oraisa, rather only an issur d'rabban? Bezer Hashem, this concludes the daf on top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and now we go to the halacha section. A fascinating halacha topic that emerges from daf Yud Aleph in Shabbos is the question of whether a person is allowed to carry something out of their house even a half hour before the shkia. Why would there be a problem of a half hour or less before shkia carrying? Well, Rabosai, it's just two and two if you put together the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph said, Lo yetzei hachayit b'machto samach l'chashecha shema yishkach v'yetzei. A tailor is not supposed to take out a needle, which the Gemara explains on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that was pinned into his garment, and that was the normal way for him to carry it, because he might forget and end up carrying it in a manner that he'll be over an Isur D'oraisa. The Gemara in Yud Aleph Amud Beis developed that if it was only an Isur D'rabbanan, we wouldn't make a Gzeira. But since it's normal for a tailor to carry it in his garment, Rabbi Yehuda taught us, Oimein derechum nasai is chayiv. This is found in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Nun Beis Sivav, with the poskim taking that example and giving us a much more practical example as well. This halacha will not only apply to the tailor, will not only apply to the carpenter that the Gemara described, who put the small measuring stick he has on the back of his ear, but rather it will apply almost to everybody. Comments in Mishabur and Sifkat and Nun Beis. V'hu adin kishyesh al chayfetz munach lo b'kiso. D'derech hotzoi v'chayi b'shabes v'asu latzos bo mi beisa samich l'chashecha. Let's take a wallet. What's the normal way for a person to carry a wallet? In his pocket. If a person put a wallet in his pocket on Shabbos, walked out of his house, and did a hanacha, he'd be over Nisr D'oraisa. Similarly, this halacha does not only apply to a tailor, but it'll apply to everybody. Many of us are not aware of this halacha. The chshash of Shema Yishkach V'yetze is not one that's familiar to many. Why is that? So Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Sifkat Nun Beis, says, Ulefize ha'idna deleka rishus haravim ela karmelis, shari latzeis b'chevet shabiyado samach l'chashecha. Today the Mishnah Berurah argues, this is one of the many places that we mentioned on Da Vav, where the Magen Avram comes out, that today we don't have a rishus haravim, it's only a karmelis, so then the gzeira would not be created. Rav Nevensal points out that, of course, this statement of the Mishnah Berurah is very difficult for him to understand. First of all, on Daf Vav, we delineated that there are many who disagree with Rashi that you need 600,000 for it to be Rosh Hashanah. Rav Nevensal does not make that objection. He points out that in Rashi's time, maybe there weren't 600,000. But he argues already in the time of the Mishnah Berurah, there were cities that had 600,000, certainly today. And that would mean, therefore, in any city that has a population of 600,000, so then, in such a case, there would be room for that gzeira. In discussing this line, when I was doing Simon Reish Nun Beis with Rav Nevensal Shlita, as a matter of numbers, I asked him that Rav Moshe Feinstein, in his tshuvas, says that the number of 600,000 does not constitute a rishus harabim if there's only 600,000 people in the city. Both in Chelek Aleph in Igros Moshe, as well as in one of the later Chalukim Chelek Hei in Simin Choftes, Rav Moshe makes a cheshbon. Rav Moshe says you need 600,000 people walking in the city. And his cheshbon is, he says, on average, where Rav Moshe got this from is not so clear to me. One out of every five people in the city are in the street. So therefore, Rav Moshe says for a city to be a Rosh Hashanah D'oraisa, it needs 3 million people. Rav Moshe then goes on to say, well, New York definitely has that. Manhattan definitely has that. It's for this reason, Rav Moshe says, they were lenient in the cities in Europe because they didn't have
3 million people. They had more than 600,000, but not more than 3 million. Our great Rebbe Rav Nevin Zal did not accept this idea from Rav Moshe Zatzal. He says there's no source in the Mishnah Berurah. Of course, Rav Shlomo Zalman and his Talmud Rav Nevin Zal were very much kafuf to language in the Mishnah Berurah, and he said there's no resonance of this idea at all in the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore he believes that already in the time of the Mishnah Berurah there were many cities that had a din of Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. If that's so, let's come back to the primary matter over here, and that is that any city, according to Rav Nevin Zal, that would already have 600,000, L'chura should have this Gzeira. There was an ingenious approach that Rav Nevin Zal's Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, suggested in terms of dealing with this issue. And in order to understand Rav Shlomo Zalman's solution, we need to do a Tosos on our Amud. Tosos in Dibur HaMaskil, Shema Yishkach V'Yetzei, asks a very basic question. And that is, at the end of the day, even if the tailor walks out, or you and I walk out with an object in our pocket, the tailor with the needle in his garment, the furthest, the Isser, that we would be over would be an Isser Derabanan. Why make a Gzeira on Isser Derabanan? Why would it only be an Isser Derabanan? Because at the end of the day, I thought that he's going to forget about the needle. He's going to forget about what's in his pocket. If a person forgets about what's in his pocket, in such a case, there isn't an Isser D'Oraisa. That's considered Shichicha Le'inyin Shabbos, that the Gemara in Bava Kama Chav Vav Amabez tells us that you'll be potter because it's not Meleches Machsheves. Hence, at the end of the day, Shema Yishkach V'Yetzei should not be a reason to make a Gzeira, because if he forgot, it would only be an Isser D'Rabbanan. Tosas gives a teretz, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Tshuvas gives a teretz. And both Rav Nevin Zal and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal were fond of quoting different terutzim of the Me'iri. Rav Nevin Zal in his Mishnah Berurah quotes one teretz of the Me'iri, and Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shulchan Shlomo, he is quoted in Os Yud Zayin as quoting a different teretz of the Me'iri, which is going to be important, halacha lemaisa. The Me'iri suggests, Rav Shlomo Zalman's reading of the Me'iri, was that the fear is not that he's going to forget the needle. But once he has the needle on his beged, and he's preoccupied, he's focused on his needle or his wallet, he'll come to forget that it is Shabbos. Because he's going to be carrying a needle, a wallet, and so on, he'll come to be involved with that Davar Shebichol and tend to forget Shabbos. Therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman suggests, when it comes to carrying one Siddur to Mincha, a Sefer Torah that the Shul needs before Shabbos, or anything else that's not, let's use a Yiddish expression, Vachadik, anything that is not clearly weekday-ish, so then, in such a case, maybe one could suggest, according to the Me'iri, today, many things are carried to shul before Shabbos. Tissues for Shabbos, one's talis, etc. So then, in such a case, that would not be part of the Yisr. The Mishnah spoke about specifically the tools of an artisan, according to Miri. However, Shlomo Zalman, at the end of the day, is not thrilled to use it as an explanation for why we're not afraid Shema Yishkach, because the Shulchan Aruch does not delineate that this applies only to those tools. It sounds like it applies to everything. The Sfas Emes has a fascinating idea, which he himself gets stuck on in the end, but it's fascinating nevertheless, and that emerges from the next halacha from the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. In Reish Nun Beis Sif Zayin, the Mechaber says, Mitzvah l'mashmesh odom b'kelev b'erev Shabbos samech l'chashecha. It's a mitzvah for a person to check his pockets close to nightfall. Says the Sfas Emes, there was a later takana that was said that a person should check lest they come lidei Isser Shabbos. Once there was a new mitzvah that was added, so then the previous Isser of Lotz Yetzei HaChayit B'machto, the Sfas Emes suggests, maybe fell away. He does ask that at the end of the day, we have a rule, and that is that Dover Sheneser Beminyan, that if there was a takana that was made, and it was a collected minion of Chachamim that accepted on it, Tzarech minion acher lahatiro, you would need a minion to say that that previous gzer of lo yetzah chayit b'machto doesn't apply, and that, the Svasemis himself concludes, is not seen anywhere. Therefore, the Svasemis leaves off with a tzarechiyun. I leave this halacha off as an open question. Why is it that we don't follow the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah of lo yetzei adam erev Shabbos samach lecha sheicha b'machto as applying to other things that a person would carry? All of the above svaros seem to be, at the end of the day, have questions. And the minig Yisrael seems to be mekel. Maybe the reason is, as the Sfasemis had explained, but still, this question requires more iyun. Finally, what is the amount of time of Samach Lechashecha? The Be'er Halacha in Dibur Matzchel, Samach Lechashecha, says that it's a half hour before Bein Hashmashos. Our second topic from our daf is the status of Misasek when it comes to Malacha on Shabbos and a few applications. In the previous Dvar Halacha, we had mentioned that Tosas asks a bomb question on Lo Yetzei Achayit B'machto. What is the gzeira about having a tailor go out if he's going to forget his needle that he's carrying? In such a case, he won't be over in Isur D'oraisa. Hikar ba v'shikcha, if he forgets, so then in such a case, we say Pater Avalasur. In the previous Dvar Halacha, we gave one teretz. Rabbi Akiva Eger in Tshuva Simin Ches is medayek that Tosos was only bothered within Rava, who says that we don't make one gzera to the next. But according to Abaye, we're not bothered by the fact that he totally forgot. That's a classic case of misasek. Forget about, even if you make a gzera l'gzera, at the end of the day, asks Rabbi Akiva Eger, we have a Chazal Darshan on the Pasuk Me'asher Chata Ba Prat L'misasek. This the Gemara quotes on Ayin Beis and Mebeis. See Rashi over there. If that's so, what entirely is the chashash altogether, even according to Abaye, by Lo Yetzei Hachayit B'machto? At the end of the day, don't we consider him a misasik? Rabbi Kiva Eger introduces a very important yisod. He says, misasik is a full-fledged Maisa Avera. However, there's a Gzeris HaKosov that says that if he's not Mechashev, if he doesn't think about it, so then in such a case, he's not Chayev and Onesh. However, a full Avera it is. It's considered, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, like an Avera B'shogeg. It would be still considered Shigigas Iser. Rabbi Kiva Eger applies it in a few different directions. Number one, someone had asked him, what would the halacha be if you know someone is doing an avera, but he has no idea that he's doing the avera? Do you need to warn them? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, yes. Because at the end of the day, misasek from our tosos, from our sugya, is a nice avera. Because if it wasn't, then Abaye wouldn't be worried about the chayit, the tailor, entirely forgetting about his needle. Based on this, Rabbi Akiva Eger explains a halacha that we struggled with very much in Maseches Brachos on Yutes Amabez. If someone sees his friend wearing klayim in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there's a mitzvah to derobe him from klayim, where the Gemara exclaims very sharply, Ein chachma ve'ein tfuna ve'ein etza l'neged Hashem. Even though the individual himself, it seems Rabbi Kiva Eger argues, was entirely unaware and was a full-fledged misasek. Finally, Rabbi Kiva Eger argues, if you see your Eved, it would be interesting if he would apply this to a child as well, who's misasek in a Maisa Avera, if we say that misasek is no longer concerned Avera at all, so then in such a case, then maybe the Adon, or for that matter, a parent with a child, does not have to stop them. However, if Misasek is a Maisa Avera, then you will have to stop them. This, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, primarily emerges from our sugya of lo yetze hachayit b'machto, that a person has to prevent for avera take place, even if it's misase. Finally, the first time I learned the sugya, Reb Ranshpigel pointed out that even in the Vidui, Rav Yaakov Emden says, it seems to be that Rabbi Kivei Eyur is right, that we say in Vidui, al chet shechatan lefanecha ba'ones uveratzon, that if a person is entirely in ones, it's also a maisa avera. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halachos from Daf Yud Aleph.